Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've mentioned before on the show that I feel like I'm missing out on like a segment of society, basically, with the whole all you coffee drinkers.
Oh, yeah.
The time I see the Starbucks, the line, and everyone coffee all the time. And I never drink it. And I feel like I'm literally missing out on part of life. Like, people love coffee. People dedicate their life to coffee, and I just never drink it. And I
know you have something you want to say here, but mm-hmm. I just want to point out, as someone, if you don't drink coffee, then why do you have three different coffee makers at your house?
Do not get him started.
That's a different issue.
It's called a button push, is what we call what I just did there.
My wife keeps buying them. She drinks coffee, and one is not enough. And that's all I'm legally allowed to say after talking with
divorce.
Okay.
So, another aspect that I'm wondering in life that I'm, if I'm missing out on or not.
Ooh.
Because I'm trying to get in the coffee game. I've drank some warm drinks here and there.
Some warm drinks. Were they warm milk?
No, they were, like, we'd stop at a gas station. I would normally get a slushy, and instead I got a chocolate? No, the French vanilla one, whatever that is. And then one time there was a caramel
macchiato. Warm.
Yes, those.
But it's so funny because he'll get like the big gulp size of it.
Yeah, he does. It's ridiculous.
When he tries to wean himself on.
He's thirsty.
You don't need that much coffee.
Nobody needs that. And it's probably not even that much caffeine. It's probably all milk.
Yeah. And sugar.
So you really actually are drinking a warm milk.
Yeah, you're just drinking a warm.
It's like Michael Scott.
You just get
Is
all
this
sleepy.
Just creamer? Like, yes. I have one every day.
So this other aspect of society that I'm wondering if I'm missing out on. You guys, I don't know if you guys are doing this behind my back or what.
Yeah, but I guess, is it football?
No, it's not.
Well, I think you're missing out on that one, but continue.
Okay, that's another one. I read a lot of stories to my kids. We're still at bedtime, story time, all right? And it seems like almost every story, at some point, it comes up. The idea of a midnight snack. And my son has asked me, well, what's a midnight snack?
What are you doing, man?
And I've gone, you know,
this is a cry for help. Right?
I don't really know. I don't know.
Never in your life?
Never, ever, ever in my life have I eaten a midnight snack.
That's really surprising, actually.
Yeah, no offense.
You strike everyone as
an 11 snack, the one snack.
Because you just have snacks at your house.
We do, but I'm not a snacker. My wife is, but I am not a snacker.
You aren't?
No. I'm either hung. I either eat or I don't. I don't have any of that in between business.
Okay. I'm going to say two words to you and try to make your eyes stay normal and not light up. Ready? Yeah. Cosmic brownies.
Mm. It's a wonderful midnight snack.
That's an entree.
That's what I'm saying. You do snack. You're lying.
No, that's after a meal. I'll have the dessert. But I wouldn't just grab one.
So I think,
you know?
Midnight snack only exists when you're young and when your parents are in charge of how.
What?
Sorry. As a term. Otherwise, you're just
living life. You're scraping by.
We don't call it that.
Right. It's a midnight snack.
Okay, take it back.
I have snacks after dinner all the time. I would say a midnight snack is when you're on your parents' eating routine. Mm. and okay. you're at a sleepover or someone's
and
over.
And you're just like, get
and they're
after
like,
it.
You can stay up late. Do you want some popcorn or do you want a candy or... Right?
Because like, you watch them, like, we're going to binge watch, like, Mia and her friends will watch, like, all the Screams in a row.
Yeah.
But between Scream 2 and 3, that's midnight.
Oh, yeah. And they're
you
making,
get
like,
upstairs
hot
and get after it.
That counts as, to me, I think if you got to put your robe on, you're like, you're in bed, you wake
it's
up.
It's not the 40s.
You go down, you have the candle.
You make a big tall Dagwood
sandwich.
You don't
have the hat with, like, the long thing.
Yeah,
like,
the jammies have the little buttons in the right, back yeah. so your butt can come
and
out.
And the slippers yes. curl up yes. for
Why
some
do
reason.
Do that?
Yeah.
Jack be nimble, no. Jack be quick, and you go down for your midnight. You don't turn any lights on. That's what I envision a midnight snack. You're saying
there is a thing. God, you are right. You don't turn the light on. The fridge is the only light.
Yeah.
And you leave the fridge
if
open
you
till
really
you're done.
If you really need a light, it's the one above the stove.
Yes. Wow.
See, that's so something. Right.
Hold up.
You were in bed all previously, need. Right?
Or you're like snuggled on the couch watching movies, like you said.
No, I think the midnight snack is like you get up.
Guys, never no. in my life have I put myself to bed.
Okay,
and then
good.
They're like...
Good.
Tonight we're all doing it, and we report back.
No!
We set alarms.
No,
yes,
I will not wake
no,
up at
we're
midnight.
Doing it.
Not
oh
even
my
for
god,
food.
What am I supposed to make? I don't even. I don't know how to do it. I've never done it before.
Dude, this is a great idea. We want to bond as a show.
Can I tell you how like terrible it actually is to fall asleep, wake up, and eat? Because like being a diabetic and
oh,
waking up with
that.
A low blood sugar, it's the last thing I want to do. But here I am.
Four times a week.
Yeah. The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.